time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds a little different from our own. Patricia Porsche was with us 2 weeks ago, telling us her story of choosing to be homeless, not once, but twice. We didn't quite get to the finish of that story, so Trish is back with us today. And Trish, so good to have you again. Welcome back.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
When we last talked, you had worked your way back from depression and being homeless the first time. How did you manage to turn things around?
Well, I was for my depression, I was able to seek treatment, get counseling. And from that point, I was able to become employed again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became once again became stable.
And employment helps a lot, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Then you hit another rough patch, and again, you decided to be homeless. What happened that second time?
Well, the second time, I had lost my job due to cutbacks. And
a lot of folks hit by that these days.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. And I stayed positive, even though I knew I'd lost my job and became homeless again. I stayed just as positive as I could stay. And then a friend of mine had told me I was thinking about going back to the shelter again.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine had told me I could stay with her, but because of her situation, I really didn't want to do that.
She had a boyfriend moving back in or something.
And yeah. I didn't want to kind of be in that kind of situation or even impose on anybody. And so then a friend of mine that I had met at the shelter a couple of years back told me about the Freedom House, which is a transitional house for homeless women.
It's quite a place, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. And I applied for that. I had to go through a couple of requirements that was needed in order to get in the house. But anyway, I passed those requirements, and I was able to go into the Freedom House.
And once you get there, you can sort of be there for a while, right? It's kind of a secure place in a sense.
It is very secure. I can stay up to a year, and I'm there to hopefully transition myself back to permanent housing again.
So for you, how important is a place like Freedom House?
Steve, it is absolutely important because that, even though it's transitional housing and I can only be there for a year,
yeah,
it still takes that load off of knowing that I know that I'm there for a year and I can really focus on me and getting my life together and moving on to permanent housing.
How many women live there with you, Trish?
It houses up to 5 women. And we're at capacity now. We have 5 residents there at the Freedom House, which is actually part of the True Light Church of the Nazarene.
How close do you all become? Is there a sense of camaraderie there? Or
camaraderie, encouragement.
Yeah.
Yeah, we encourage one another. We laugh and talk with one another. But I don't really know where I would be without that right now.
I'm wondering how the job search is going because you've been doing a lot of that. What are you seeing out there?
I am searching each and every day. Couple of possibilities, but they just didn't pan out for me. But, you know, I just have to stay positive and just keep moving forward.
How tough is it to do that in an economy like this?
Very tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is very tough. But I can't give up.
You're looking for a job doing what, roughly?
Well, at this point, Steve, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have a background in medical accounts receivable, right now, just any type of job
would be good.
Would be suffice, yes.
You don't own a car.
No.
And I'm wondering how that complicates things for you as you go about your job search.
It really makes it tough because any job that I apply for would have to be on the bus line.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I can't apply for a job over in Overland Park, Lenexa, or any of those cities because I would have a transportation issue.
And that complicates things, doesn't it?
It does complicate things.
You know, when you're not job hunting during the day, Trish, what do you do? Because I know you're busy.
I am busy. I look for jobs. I do that daily. But in addition to that, I volunteer over at the True Light Family Resource Center. And that's a place where families can come and get assistance, such as assistance with food,
right,
utilities, and that type of thing. So what I do is I assist in that area.
Well, I've got a phone number for folks out there listening to this who might want to give Trish a hand. That phone number, 816-235-5925. If anyone out there wants to give Trish a hand, that'd be a good phone number to call to give her a lift up and get her going again. Hey, you're always great to come in, Trish. Stay in touch with us, and we'll keep up with your story, okay?
Okay, and thank you.
Okay. That's Patricia Poor. She lives at Freedom House, and she's transitioning out of homelessness as we speak. You can find more information on 90 Mile View and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date.